So we start with our breathing meditation. Okay, just a few minutes. So try to sit in the meditation posture. The seven or eight different postures, as you know. So then try to sit. Then focus your mind on the breath. So a few minutes we do that. Okay, so then set up your motivation to do the meditation. Okay, so now then, in front of one space, visualize a golden throne. On top of that, visualize lotus. Under the lotus, visualize sandhis. On top of the sandhis, visualize mundis. On top of the mundis, visualize Guru Buddha Shakyamuni. So just try to get some big mental image of Buddha Shakyamuni, clear as possible. So a few minutes. Okay, then now we recite Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 5 times. So that time visualize the light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni into yourself, then purifies all our physical pain, mental suffering, any difficulties we feel, visualize that through the light, are totally purified. Now the Buddha Shakyamuni that you have visualized in front of you slowly come to above your head, facing same as yourself. So then, now the Buddha Shakyamuni dissolve into light. Light dissolve into yourself. Then now your mind, body, speech become inseparable from Guru Shakyamuni's Buddha's body, speech and mind. So next, from your heart, then radiate light all direction. Then tip of the light, you can visualize the Buddha Shakyamuni. Then you can visualize all sentient beings. So every sentient being, top of their head, there's Buddha Shakyamuni there. We recite five times Shakyamuni Buddha mantra, so that time visualize from this each Buddha Shakyamuni nectar or light come out, enter each and every sentient beings, then purify their negative karma, all the physical, mental suffering purified. Then after that, the Buddha Shakyamuni melt you into light. Light dissolve into each sentient beings, then all sentient beings, their body, speech, mind become inseparable from Buddha Shakyamuni's body, speech and mind. Lastly, then the light dissolve back to your heart.
Yeah. Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Daya Da Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soha Daya
So Isha Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni dissolve into light, then dissolve into the each and every sentient beings, by then transform the sentient beings' body, speech, mind become inseparable from Guru Shakyamuni's body, speech and mind. Okay, then the light dissolve back to your heart. Okay. Okay, so I think we just complete the last we stop at the Joyce Airport, I think. Yeah. So today is the topic of concentration or meditation. Yeah. So, last time we talked about generosity, then the morality, then patience, so pasuntu, then the joyous effort. joyous effort, so we complete the poor perfection. So today is the, I don't know what to call, concentration. So, you could can hear? Today my voice leave. I don't know, something happened. So as mentioned before, what call this generosity, then morality, joyous effort, patience. Even you have all those practice, then if you don't have concentration, then then our mind is we can very distracted. You know, so. So when your mind is distracted, then that's easy to influence or influenced by the the negative emotion. So therefore, you know, so here concentration is to what to call. Reduce the what called excitement, the wandering mind. So like that. So that's the purpose of meditation is that not to wander your mind. So when you wander your mind, then a lot of negative emotion will follow with that wandering mind. So that disturbs your mind. Then so that's the point. Must develop the concentration. So one is that. So one is also what call with when you have good concentration, good meditation, then you are able to develop what call this within the concentration, then you are able to develop the what call clairvoyant. Clairvoyant, so that when you know, when you have clairvoyant, then able to know the sentient being's mind, then you can have the sentient beings accordingly, you know, like that's more effective to have sentient beings. One is that, then another benefit of concentration. When you develop concentration, within concentration, then you can develop the special insight, the wisdom. So, when you have wisdom, then within concentration, then after that you have wisdom, the special insight, then you are able to destroy all the affliction, able to achieve liberation, able to achieve the enlightenment. So, that's the... Therefore, so concentration is needed for us to develop, especially if you wish to have sentient beings, if you wish to have, you wish to achieve liberation, enlightened, then the concentration is important. So like that. So also like that, when you have concentration, also the when a single pointed concentration, then you have less, can be reduced, you know, some attachment, some level of attachment, we are able to reduce, you know, so attachment can be less when you have concentration like that. So, then also develop this clairvoyant, then also develop wisdom, so then you are able to destroy all the delusion like that. So this the... So then also when you have wisdom, then when you have wisdom, then you have more then you have, I don't know what to say, more compassion to sentient beings. When you understand, when you have wisdom, then you have deeper compassion to the sentient being, able to develop compassion like that, through the wisdom like that. So, to develop concentration, then you have to avoid, I don't know what, yingwa, I don't know, the wandering thought, and distraction mind. You know, so you have to avoid that, eliminate that distraction thought, wandering thought. So if we cannot eliminate that, then difficult to develop the concentration, single pointed concentration. Difficult to develop that. So that's the reason. So in the many texts given how to develop concentration, then they give different, like living in the remote area, the isolated place where there's less noise, less distraction, you know. So living in an isolated place. So isolate yourself, you know? Isolation of body, isolation of the thought. So there's two different, you know, first isolate. First method is isolate yourself. isolate your body. Yeah. So that means living in the remote area where there's less people, less distraction, less sound, less people. So like that. So also that makes difference when you leave that kind of place. you know, because of the environment, so you'll be less distraction by the environment. So, but again, of course, that is the first is isolating your body and living in the remote area. So that is helpful. Those who really want to develop concentration, then that is needed. Now, first one thing is, of course, we have to understand why concentration is important. You know, you must see the point. You know, without concentration, then you are not able to free from ocean of samsara. You cannot free from ocean of samsara. Then you really want to develop concentration. You see that point. I must develop concentration. You know, very strong thought if arise in your mind. You know, so that's very important. You know, so then, all the, of course, all this encourage mind, you know, what call mind come from seeing the benefit of concentration. You know, what concentration bring benefit to oneself and others like that. When you fully understand that, then you really have interest, you know, to go and meditate and develop that mind. So so very first thing is that, need that, you know, understanding that. So so then therefore mentioned in the text, you know, joyous effort is needed. Then you need this inspiration, you know. Like that, you need faith under concentration. You know, so within that, then you have this mind determination. Really want to develop the concentration like that. Then you are able to go, you know, you're able to go isolate place to develop the concentration. So, of course, when you before that, of course, you have to give up many things. Your mind be prepared, less attachment, contentment. You know, so those are needed in the preparation. Then, with that kind of mindset, then you go to the what you call isolate place. You know, first knowing all the method, the point is, first you must study, you know, how to develop karma vitti, you know, listen, read, reflect, like that. So, within understanding, so then when you have a strong interest or determination to develop this concentration, then can go to the isolated place like that. So I mean, those are very important. You know, by leaving that kind of place, then immediately, you know, you are more like what you call to isolate. You know, by due to the environment, so your mind is more, you know, less attached, less distraction. It's happened like that. So, so then, again, of course, then you have to see that normally we're not isolate, you know, what, I don't know what is, what the opposite of isolate is what? Busy life? Opposite of isolate is what? Busy life. So, for like us, so I mean, I don't know what call this. What I don't know what English word or not. I don't know, hustle and bustle. What? That English word or Chinese word? Asalupas. I don't know what does that mean, but so anyway, we are really busy life, you know, so looking our own life, you know, so you know, those who have children, then busy with the children. Those married, then busy also like then parent, relative, friendship, wealth. You know, so then the entourage, all this, you know, so so somehow we are so busy with something in a busy life. So so again, so you look deep down, so why we are so busy with this thing? What the real cause? Why we cannot go isolate place? You know, what we wish is to develop. What we wish is not to suffer, you know, to achieve full enlightenment, free from suffering. But we cannot, you know, we cannot develop concentration because we can't go to the isolate place, you know, living in the busy life. So again, look deep down. Why? What really make us busy life? The answer is clear. So, because of the attachment. You know, it's very clear. The cause is attachment. Attachment to the friend, attachment to the relationship, attachment to entourage, attachment to the well, attachment to the you know, what to call comfort, reputation, you know, all these things. So we are attached to that. So because of that, difficult to detach from this object. So like that. So that's a given example in the text. Attachment is like the oil sink into the paper. In the lamrim, yeah, the oil sink into the paper, dissolve into the paper like that. It's very, very difficult to separate the paper and oil like that. Paper, clear? I don't know, this paper, I don't know. Not the, what called, not the eating one, huh? So like that. So you look deeply like that when you meditate. In reality, like that, even you want, somehow your mind sinks there. So that is the challenging part. So like that, how to separate that, you know. So like that, so where, you know, we are in samsara due to the attachment. The point is that, you know, we are sink into the samsara. You know, so that means we sink with the attachment into the object. Cannot separate from that. Can be many different objects, while possession, as mentioned before, fame, reputation. So there's many things like that. So then, so because of that, you know, so due to the attachment, we cannot isolate, you know, our life become busy, you know, morning to night. You know, actually not much benefit in reality. You know, but just being busy, you know, day to, from morning to night, like that. So, so then again, So you look deeply again, that kind of busy life, then of course you cannot control, you know, like body, you cannot control action of your body, you cannot control action of speech, you cannot control, you know, your mind, you know. So you cannot control that. When you live this kind of life, then there's no way you can control your body, speech, and mind. So that means always engaging, you know, mostly negative action in the daily life like that. So then you are not really cautious, you know, you are just, you can do anything you like to do, you know, that you don't have anything, caution mind. Then of course, and due to that, lot of this desire or attachment arise in the mind. Lot of delusion mind arise in the mind. So so then impossible. The point is that impossible. In living a busy life, then impossible to develop karma bhakti. The point is that, you know, so busy life, then you look, there's actually not much deep benefit living in the busy life. You know, just creating negative karma, you know, day and night like that. When you look deeply, when you meditate, reflect, then like that. So then lot of distract, your mind's lot of distraction there. You know, so one after another. So like that. So therefore, in busy life not possible. So therefore you really want to develop karma biting, then have to go to isolate place. Then live there. Then what call? Then you meditate, you know. So that is some possibility there to develop some karma biting. So like that. Then able to, of course, able to have less attachment, then, you know, able to renounce, then able to renounce at only concern also like that, you know, so less delusion, you know, so then easy to develop the karma biting like that, so, so like that, so when you see these two different things, you know, you really understand, then these two different things, living the busy life and living the isolate, which is more beneficial for our practice, especially then developing karma biting, then, you know, extremely important that. So like that, then you live in the isolate place. So like that, but that is physically, leave your body physically in isolated place, but it doesn't mean that can stop, you know, your thought, wandering thought is still there, you know. Yeah, there's definitely less, but again, if your mind is not controlled, so mind is not isolated, that same problem, you know, is still you leave your body in isolate, but your mind is wandering. So that also cannot cannot develop karma biting. That is another challenging. So you have to isolate your mind. Not only the body, then isolate your mind. So then go that kind of place, then you meditate. So that meditation, then that must try to isolate your mind. So that means, so so when you meditate, so of course, as Lamli mentioned, then try to have this seven posture of sitting, you know, a posture of meditation, try to sit that, then check your mind. The point is looking at your mind. So so it's mentioned there also, whatever is strong delusion, what you have, such as attachment or anger or ignorance, pride, jealousy, whatever a strong negative emotion, whatever we have, then first deal with that, dealing with that particular negative emotion. So like that, so then sit, look at your mind, whether there's strong attachment arise in your mind or not. So you have a very strong attachment, you know, very, you have a strong attachment, then you have to deal with that, how to reduce this attachment. You know, there's given many examples, you know, attached to your body, attached to other body, then, you know, they're giving different meditation, you know, how the body is made up. I think 32 different substances. The body is made of that. So, meditating on that, then by then able to reduce the attachment to the body like that. So then, same thing again, you look, you know, then another method is like that, you live isolate, then also there's many animals also live in the isolate place, you know, then what's the difference, me and the animal, you know, living in the same isolate place, same kind of mind, I should be different, you know, if I'm same thing, you know, looking after only, you know, following the attachment, you know, just looking for food or just to survive, then no different from the other animal who live isolated place, you know. So like that, by analyzing like that, so able to reduce. So like that, so that's the, and yeah, so like that then, you know, so able to reduce the attachment like that. So then, same as anger like that, so you have strong anger, then antidote to anger is the love, in meditation on the love. So then able to reduce the anger. So then, ignorance, then you have strong ignorance, then meditate on the, depending origination, yeah? Depending origination, yeah, then they're like. So like that, so then there's the mention also then, you have a strong, what you call, you have a strong like jealous, but strong jealous, look at your mind, you have a strong jealous, then meditate on the, what you call, I don't know. You and other sentient beings are equal, you know. Equally same. You and other sentient beings equally same. Meditation on that, when they're strong jealous. You know, so you want happiness, you don't want suffering. So exactly the other sentient beings, whoever you are jealous, the same thing. That he want happiness, he or she want happiness, he and she don't want suffering. We are equally same, like that. There's no difference. You know, you and other are same, like that. So, in that sense, meditate like that, then able to reduce the, what go, jealous like that. So then, pride. So then, so mention like the pride, then what go? Pride, then what do I call it? Dakshin Jeva. Pride, then meditate on the changing self with other. Changing self with other. You know, like that. So that. So the recommended like that, so changing self with other. With other or what? Changing?
Self.
Huh? exchanging self and other. Exchange. So like that. So the point is that, you know, so normally you are so pride or whatever, so much, you have so much pride. This, again, why you look down, the pride comes from self-cherishing. The idea is that so much cherishing yourself, then pride arises. You know, so again, you know, the cherishing thought, cherishing yourself is the cause of the pride. So again, self-cherishing brings all the problem, all the suffering, all the problem, you know, this life problem, next life problem, life to life problem, is come from the self-cherishing. So like that. So then, cherish other. When you cherish other, so that bring this life happiness and next life happiness. You know, up to liberation, up to enlightenment, all the happiness come from cherishing other. You know, so then that meditation is important. You know, when you understand that, then you are able to cherish other. You know, exchanging yourself with other. So then that become very effective to reduce reduce your So that's the recommended, you know, to reduce your pride, then meditate on changing self with other, like what you call? Changing self with other. Self and other. Okay, order. Changing self and other. Okay. Whatever. If you understand, then good enough, huh? So like that. So then, there's another one is, so if you have this, lot of this thought, you know, lot of wandering thought, if you have a lot of wandering thought, then they recommend it. You know, when you sit down, your mind is wandering so much, then recommend it to the breathing meditation. You know, focus your mind on the breath. You know, so that will help to reduce the wandering mind. So like that. So this is the, then in this way, then you isolate. The point is that, you know, look at mind, you know, what kind of negative emotion you have, strong negative emotion, what you have, you know, look at that. And deal with that, how to reduce that. So applying different antidotes, you know, to each different type of delusion, you know, then you're able to reduce that, you know, like that. So then this way, so then you can quiet, isolate your mind. Okay? Then become very powerful, you know, then become your body is isolated, your mind is isolated, then we can meditate well. The point is that. So this too is very, very important. For the meditation like that. So then with this kind of condition, you know, then you meditate according to the Lamrim, you know, how to develop karma biting, you follow the technique there. Then, yeah, of course, you need also very strong determination. You must have strong interest. Also, you need joyous effort, you know, aspiration. All this you need, you know, so, you know, very strong determination, then you go to this kind of place, isolate your body, mind, like that, then you develop karma biting. Then it's not that difficult. You say not that difficult to develop karma biting. Not mentioned like you put effort within 6 months, you can develop karma biting like that. Huh? Only 6 months. Huh? But again, who want to go? The point is questions, who want to go? I mean, without that, how to achieve karma biting, how to meditate? You know? We say we want to meditate, but how? Not easy at all. But that is real meditation, then must go like that. You need to sacrifice something for big thing. Because we can't sacrifice small thing now. You know, cannot leave home, cannot leave job, you know, so much. Huh? Stuck with something. Huh? Huh? So point is that, so but you really, I mean, of course, there's a meditator who live in the mountain, you know, so it's really amazing in how they live, you know, how isolated they are, you know. I mean, their mind is so happy, you know, so, and physically challenging, but, so, but their mind is very happy like that, so like that, so to them, talking about that, how to develop karma biting is about that. So, I don't know what else to talk, huh? So also mentioned in the Lamrim there, so when you achieve so in the Lamrim, so when you achieve karma biting, so when you achieve karma biting, then even this lifetime, no, you have some kind of peace in your mind. Not only that, your body is a really healthy body. You know, your body becomes very healthy like that. Even this lifetime like that. So then listen, Xinjiang Yibis, when you achieve karma biting, so then your body, I don't know, your body become very, I don't know, what you call, pliancy, I don't know, what, any other word for pliancy, I don't know. Subversible. Your body become very subversible. So, now we have so much difficulty, you know, you want to do some things, you know, great postures, all this, so difficult to move our body, you know. But when you achieve karma biting, then you don't have this difficulty. Your body becomes very light, you know. Whatever you want to do, easy to get up and, you know. I don't know. It becomes very easy. I don't think example of the cotton, you know. Cotton ball or something. Huh? Cotton ball like that, you know. So it's very easy like that. So it's mentioned like that, you know, your body become like that. So not only body, but your mind also like that, you know. Any bushes, you know, wherever your mind want to put in bushes object, you know, any kind of bushes action or want to meditate in any kind of bushes object, you know, your mind immediately, you know, able to go there, no difficulty. Now, of course, no karma biting, you know. Putting our mind in the bush object is, you know, so much difficult, you know. you know, even 1 second, our mind doesn't stay in bodhisattva object, you know, always going to the negative side. But when you achieve karma biting, then your mind is very, very easy, you know, put your mind into the bodhisattva object, become very, very easy, you know, easy to, like that. So then, Ram Ava Chinja Lokdi Yula Yangwa Shiwe Nishu Mungpa Mishu Yawa Kang Chinja Dabche. Then also, so when you're karma biting, then automatically, you know, your mind doesn't wander, you know, in the wrong object. Then, therefore, then you have less negative action. Any negative action, then kang chi jang tu chi, whatever you do, then virtues become very powerful. Then shinela tene ngose no zuru su yun de tupnu pa tang through the karma biting, they are able to develop clairvoyant, the miracle power, so like that. Then especially from the karma biting, able to develop special insight, seeing emptiness directly, not seeing emptiness. And by then you are able to cut, quickly able to cut the root of samsara. So then, like that, the Toshu Pewe, number Chapa Kumde, so like that. So seeing this benefit, then you really see this benefit, then you have this really, really paid, you know, paid in the concentration, like that. So then you have aspiration, then you have joyous effort, you know, it's come through that. So mention that. So like that. So then, of course, there's many different methods, you know. So, I mean, there's way to develop karma biting. So that's the by Maitreya Buddha explained through different texts, you know, applying avoiding five fault, applying 8 antidotes. Through that, you develop karma biting. So then another text also mentioned this, the 9 different level, you know, 9 level. And then through that, you develop the karma biting. So I mean, you have seen the picture of elephant, monkey, rabbit, you know, this drawing picture, that's 9 level, you know, through that you develop karma biting. So there's different method there. So here, I don't think so I have time to go each one this time. So the point is, so when you meditate, you know, the point is for us sitting these 7 different postures is one thing is important, you know, when you meditate, try to sit there. That kind of 7 or 8 posture of Bhairavachana. So like that, then do some breathing meditation, you know. That is simple and easy to do that. You know, so that help less distraction, reduce your wandering mind. Then after that, then as we did meditation just before, then try to visualize what called Buddha Shakyamuni in front of us, class, and just visualize that, you know. So that this method is that whether you look in the statue or, you know, or the painting, first you look that or listen from the teacher how they describe the Buddha Shakyamuni sitting like that. Whatever method, you know, through that, then you get some kind of image in your mind. you know, look at the picture. Then, you know, then close your eye. Imagine that picture in your mind. You know, so that is the object of meditation. First, find clearly in your mind. You know, so that's the very important part, very first one. Like Buddha Shakyamuni, for example, then you know, try to meditate, you know, with the mind like that. So, of course, you compare to breathing meditation, that is much more difficult, you know. Easy to work, that more, much more difficult to control your wandering mind compared to breathing meditation. So that's the object to find, you know. Look at the picture of them, and then get that picture in your mind. So like that, then try to meditate on that. You know, so mention that, you know, you really want to develop calm abiding, then object should be one object, fixed object, you know, whichever size you have to decide, one, you know, you cannot change the object again and again, big or small, or cannot change the color, or, you know, one or two, like that. You choose one, you know, so from beginning one object. So like that, for example, Buddha Shakyamuni image like that. So then look at that object. So then it's not easy. So you look that, you know, then even within second, the image disappear, you know, different thought arises. You know, even 1 second, your mind doesn't stay in that object. You know, again, wander like that. So, but there's no other way. You know, you really want to meditate, then you need to put effort, bring back your mind to the object. Same object again and again. Trying that. So then, also mention that even if you don't see the Buddha Shakyamuni very clearly, you know, hand or head, nose, leg, even if you don't see clearly, but first you get some kind of idea, you know. So rub image of the Buddha, you know. Then focus on that. Whether it's clear or not, it doesn't matter. You know, you get some idea, a picture of Buddha Shakyamuni in your mind, the rub picture. So then focus your mind on that object. So then, so like that. So even if you don't see clearly, it doesn't matter, you know. But at least you get some image of the Buddha in your mind. That's good enough in finding the object of concentration. So like that, then you meditate on that. So then, so when you meditate, there's mentioned, there's two obstacles. The wandering and the laxity to mind is the obstacle for the meditation, for single point meditation. So the wandering is that when you focus your mind on the object, then suddenly disappear, you know, the object, and you think something else. So that means your mind is wandering. So like that, then quickly recognize that, you know, so always mindful. You know, always mindful that very beginning, very important, mindful, whether it's mind is staying in the object or not, you know. You need to be very mindful. So like that. Then immediately your mind wanders somewhere else, then recognize that, then bring back your mind to to the same object again like that. So so this way then, very beginning you can stay too long, even 1 second, then through the practice then you can make longer, you can stay the same object a little bit longer than before. Like that. So again you go back, you know. So again mindfully that recognize, bring back in the same object like that. So like that then you can stay your mind in that object longer like that. So so like that. So so like that. Those, then again, so after that your mind can stay longer in the object. You know, so you have some kind of stable mind on the object. Also have some clarity on the mind. You know, stay longer, you have some clarity, but then that time is that time is the danger. That time danger to, you know, arise this laxity. You know, so look like you're doing quite good meditation like that. You know, object is there, your mind is a little bit clear. You know, so but same time your mind is relaxed. You know, relax, clarity there. Your mind is relaxed. You know, so like that. So that is the laxity. You know, laxity. You know, your mind don't have this strong energy. You know, very strong energy from the mind. You know. Some clarity there, but mind is more relaxed, you know, not really what call, I don't know what call. Huh? And energetic, I don't know. The mind is not so energetic there. On the object, you know, relax, you know, like that. So I mean, so this happened for us, you know. Sometimes we meditate and we're like that. You know, some clarity there, you know, object is there, like that. So mind more relaxed, you know, peaceful like that. But that is not real meditation. So Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that. So is this subtle laxity. So very dangerous. So you think this is the real meditation, meditate like that, then it's not really, long term is not so helpful, it's mentioned that. You know, so your mind must be very fresh and energetic in that moment, and you cannot be like, relaxed, you know, too relaxed, you know. Also there's many scholars, I don't know, there's some of the scholars, they said, Gombo, I don't know what to call. So that is the meditation. You know, some of the scholars say that's the real meditation. Your mind is relaxed. You know, you see the object. Your single point is there. Clarity is there. When your mind is relaxed, that's the meditation. You know, but according to Lama Tsongkhapa, that is not real meditation. That's the laxity. So like that. So, so Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned your mind must be very. I don't know, such a ngartan tempa, I don't know how to say the Tibetan English word, I don't know, what do you call? Such a ngartan tempa, yeah. Intensity, I don't know, from your mind it must have some intensity in the object like that, you know. So that is needed, you know, the clarity and intensity of the mind is needed. I don't remember. I think that's given example, you know, in the palm of the liberation. If you hold the cup, you know, if you hold the cup, you know, like cup like that, you know, your mind holds the cup, your mind is there, you know, this the object, this the hand is your mind, holding like that, you know, then how tight and loose you hold, you know, you very loose way, like that. So similarly like that, too loose, you know, you loose like holding, it's not good meditation. You must, not so tightly, but something there, you know, hold like this. This is the given example like that, so your mind, when you focus on the object, should be like that, not like relaxed way. So then, so in that way, so then you meditate like that long term, then this become, you don't get the wisdom, rather you become more dull. Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, you know, you don't become intelligent, I don't know, you don't become very intelligent, rather you become very dull, you know, you accumulate this too long, meditate this kind of, then become, what do you call, you don't improve your intelligence, you know, you become more dull like that, in long term like that. So therefore, so point of meditation is mentioned before, why you need to meditate your mind. When you real meditation, your mind should be get sharper, you know, not the dull. You know, so that's, when you meditate, your mind become more dull, there's no point. You know, we're already enough, you know. Huh? So no need to more dull than now, so. So Lama Tsongkhapa make very clear in the Lamrim like that, you know, sure. Should be like that. So like that. Then, so then after you meditate a while, so like that. So then, you know, put more effort. Then after a while, you know, so what go? So then, at that moment, then again, of course, you have to again see the benefit. If that happened, then you have to see the benefit of concentration. You know, remembering the benefit of the concentration of come abiding. So then again, put effort to strengthen your mind. You know, like that. So then, then you are able to reduce, able to remove this laxity, you know, subtle laxity. You are able to remove laxity like that. But again, even you remove that laxity, like mentioned, like the 9 level, when you reach like 6th level, you know, when you achieve the 6th level, within the 9 level, then when you achieve 6th level, then you're able to remove this laxity, you know, so you can remove that. But then 7th level, there will be still, you know, excitement still exists there. No more laxity, but excitement still exists. So then again, that time again, you have to apply, you know, seeing that, Marcus. Excitement, you know, the problem of excitement, you know. So remembering the problem of excitement. So then, then I can put effort, you know, to the concentration like that. Then through that you are able to remove, you know, so when you reach like level 8, then you are able to remove the laxity, what we call excitement, number 8. So when you reach that kind of level, number 8, then, you know, then even within a small effort, you know, put some effort, then the laxity, whatever, nothing, you know, nothing disturbed there immediately. With a small effort, you can meditate for a long time. you know, single pointedly like that. So then when you reach number nine, you know, I don't know, go, then you are very, you know, without effort, you know, without effort, then you can meditate there for a long time. You know, so this is the level nine. So, but still, that moment you haven't achieved Kamabhati. You know. So, but you don't have laxity, you don't have this excitement thought, and you can meditate on the object for a long period of time without effort. So then, you still haven't achieved karma biting that time. So then, through this meditation, so then the pliancy of the mind, I don't know what to call. And somehow you have some kind of, then with this meditation, your mind becomes very, submissible, I don't know. So, I don't know, submissible, you know. Your mind becomes very easy to engage any kind of virtues. You can let them do the job very easily, you know. There's no difficulty, you know. So like that. So very submissible, your mind becomes very submissible, you know. So no difficulty there. So due to that, then, you know, you have this, your mind also due to that. When your mind becomes like that, then due to that, your body also becomes like that, due to that. So your body becomes very submissible, you know. So mention like that. So like that. Then through that, I don't know. Then after that, then through that you have this kind of, I don't know, Xinjiang Gitawa. Plancy, I don't know, they translate plancy. Huh? Plancy of bliss or bliss? Okay. After that, so when you have this submissible mind, then after that, your body also becomes very submissible. Through that, then you have this bliss of pliancy. Bliss of physical pliancy. Correct? Bliss of physical pliancy. Pliancy, I don't know. So so then, after that, through that, then you have the mental pliancy, bliss of pliancy.
Bliss of mental
pliancy. Huh?
Bliss of mental pliancy.
Bliss of mental pliancy. I don't know what's the word anyway. So anyway, so like that. So then, when you achieve that, so that moment, so you achieve the karma biting. So like that. Okay, so like that. So there's the point is that. So, of course, I mean, just get some idea what is karma biting. So, I mean, of course, more detail, we can read the Namrim. Palm of the Liberation, that much more detailed, and also the Middle Lang Lamrim is very, very clear. You know, very, very clear and brief. Easy to understand that. So you are interested, then go to read this again and again, you know, so like that. So mainly like that about the karma biting, huh? I'm not sure what. So many is that, so the importance of karma biting, so point is that, so understand that, you know, so what the karma biting will really bring to you, the point is that, you know, so even this life, you know, healthy mind, healthy body, the point is that. you know, you're looking healthy mind, healthy body, then of course, best way you really want, one way is that, you know, development come abiding like that. Then not only that, of course, through that you are able to achieve spiritual insight, this and that, that will reduce your negative emotion. So that means, you know, slowly can cut the root of samsara. You know, so that's the benefit of karma biting, to achieve karma biting. So like that, okay? So then, I don't know, you have a question, then you can ask one or two of the karma biting. Anybody have a question on meditation, karma biting?
Rupuji, I just like to ask, for a person who has come biting, then when he's out of the session, he's not meditating, how does he actually feel like? Is he feeling blissful when he's no longer meditating? Person who has come biting, but when he's not meditating, how does that person feel like? Yeah.
Say again.
A person who has come abiding, when he is not meditating out of the session, how does he feel? Is he still feel blissful?
Yeah, of course.
So there's still the bliss of...
Still blissful. Huh? Definitely must be. Huh?
Ken Rinpoche, I always want to... I'm not sure about the actual practice of exchanging self and others. And in Sandideva's special method, and he says exchanging one's self and others, you first, with our normal mind of thinking, somebody that is lower than us, we feel that they are inferior, and somebody that is same with us, we feel competitive. Somebody that is higher than us, then, you know, better than us, we feel jealous. Yeah. Then just imagine that other people, another person, they have the same thinking towards me. Yeah. So in that technique for exchanging self and others, meaning that his mind, the other people's mind, is in me, and that I should see myself like what he sees me. In other words, that inferiors of me, competitive of me, jealous of me, so that my action would be reversed in such a manner. Yeah? Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyone? The master. So, I mean, in the Shantideva text, of course, there's different, many methods explained. Now, one thing is, of course, I mentioned before, you know, the self-cherishing. You know, because of that, you know, all the problem happened because of that. To recognize that first, truly understand that, you know, how the self-cherishing bring all the problem to oneself, for other also. Then we will cherish other, you know, instead of cherishing yourself, you cherish other. So that brings the happiness for yourself and other. So this is to understand, you know, to truly understand that this two different attitude, you know, cherishing yourself, bring problem, cherishing other. When you cherish other, then that bring the happiness. So when you understand this two, then what you want is you want happiness. What you want is you don't want the problem or suffering. So then, in reality, what brings that is self-cherishing thought. Problem bring by that. Bring cherishing other bring the happiness. When you really understand that, then you are able to cherish that, you know. You don't think so much yourself. You know, you cherish others. The point is that, you know, so the idea is that you cherish other. You know, whatever they are, doesn't matter, but you cherish, then bring the happiness. So the point is that, you know, so cherish other. You know, with understanding, then you cherish that. You know, so that's the, I think, main advice is that. First, you must understand fully, you know, what these two are, big difference, you know. Like the Buddha Shakyamuni mentioned in the Shantideva, Buddha Shakyamuni become enlightened. Why? Because of cherish other. Ourself is still wandering, suffering. Why? Because of cherishing. Only cherish yourself. Through death, we never free from samsara. Buddha Shakyamuni, you know. So, he's different from us because he cherish other. You know, so that was mentioned in the Shantideva text. So when you truly understand that, then, you know, rather than cherishing yourself so much, then you cherish other, you know. So I think that's the point, yeah. Okay, so we stop here. So we have another one more lesson in the Thursday, okay, yeah.